You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I'm very much looking forward to this conversation because I think it goes beyond sports. I think when we start talking about fulfillment.
It's good to be in something from the ground floor. I came too late for that. I know. But lately, I'm getting the feeling that I came in at the end. The best is over.
Many Americans, I think, feel that way.
I think it resonates with a lot of people.
Let's listen to Scottie Scheffler talk about what it's like to work so hard to be great and what it's like when you are great.
It feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? Life goes on. This is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest places of your heart.
It's like just the regularness of life is too hard for me or something. I don't know.
You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life. And then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world. And then they're like, what's the point?
I think that's amazing.
What's the purpose?
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms.
You mean alone?
It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
An incredibly self-aware person trying to make sense of his life and willing to share it all. And it's messy.
I think men need to have this discussion even more because we don't often do it on the thing that drives us.
You ever feel like nothing good was ever going to happen to you?
Yeah, and nothing did. So what?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Full boat for you today. We are going until 6 o'clock, and there's a lot for us to do on today's program. If you are in the Northwest Indiana, Southwestern Michigan area, you should go to Four Winds Casino.
Why? Right now.
Right now. Because in about 90 minutes, or in 2 hours, sorry, in 2 hours, there's going to be a pool party. Oz Gian's going to be there, and Layla Rahimi's going to host it. I saw Layla, she was running out here, getting ready to jump on the Skyway and head that way up to Berrien County, Michigan.
Now, what are we talking about when it comes to a pool party? Like, are there floaties? Is there, like, pool, volleyball? Is there foam? Like, what kind of pool party are we talking about here?
I hope one where there's like strobe lights and a DJ.
That's what I'm saying. And the foam, that's where the foam comes in.
Like, there should be a whole thing that's going on, right? And it's Ozzy. So
winning is fun. Fung is winning. Yeah.
It pretty much wherever Ozzy is a party. He's and then you throw fun. In Layla.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told Mitch is going too.
Man. Now, Mitch, we've seen Mitch at Circa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He let loose the last time we were at Circa.
Yeah. And
it was great.
There's video out there of him just like basking as the champagne is exploding in all directions. So you go, Mitch.
Well, that was after a Victoria's Carrot Top interview.
It's worth celebrating.
Everyone was happy. Everyone did a great job on it, and why not enjoy yourself? But if you're in the area, if you're in southwestern Michigan, go over to Four Winds Casino Resort in New Buffalo. If you're there in LaPorte, Indiana, go on up. Go have yourself a good time. Michigan City, let's hear you. Chesterton, Valpo, go see Ozzy and Layla out in New Buffalo at Four Winds Casino.
We're also going to be giving away tickets to see Paul McCartney. The apotheosis of living rock and roll at the United Center.
Are you trying to make apotheosis work 2 days in a row?
Yeah, what do you think? I think we're all right. I'm trying to make it happen. Kind of like Fetch. United Center, November 25th. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670. When you hear this later on, a drummer, you're great. And when I tell you, you've been told. When you hear that, be caller 6 to the contest line, and you'll win the tickets. It's just that easy.
It's the truth. It really is the truth. Speaks. See, you know how I am often labeled and painted as the guy that worries about things on this show?
You know, I'm sorry that we labeled you that way. It's because you say it about yourself.
It's the truth.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's false advertising.
That's how we got there.
But yesterday, what did I tell you not to worry about?
The Bears' second round draft picks. But I was worried about that because of this whole
stupid NFLPA thing.
Dumb NFL holdout situation and the guaranteed money. And we explained that for people quite nicely, made some emotional connections, tied it to your local Bearsness.
There's another revelation from that story that we need to get to before the hour is done, by the way. Not good. But what is good is a couple of the Bears' second round picks have signed. So that's good.
So Alex Kuhn has all the details because I've never seen anybody more consumed with the percentage of guaranteed money in second round draft pick contracts.
That's hilarious. What the number that you gave us, is that true or were you messing with us?
No, he's got it.
Are you talking about Ozzy Trapillo?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he got fully guaranteed his first 2 years and then 72% guaranteed his third year.
All right.
I mean, honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
It is. And Craig Counsell he loves fun with numbers. How do they come up with 72% of year three guaranteed? How unique is it to have his first 2 years guaranteed when you're at that spot, Alex?
Well, I think it was the Alfred Collins out of Texas who signed with San Francisco earlier today for like 87% guaranteed money.
Whew, man.
So
must be nice.
I don't know how they came up with that number,
right.
but
it's a cascading like pick by pick evolution of percentage of guaranteed money.
The first two picks in the round, both fully guaranteed, and the 12th pick, 87% guaranteed.
So a sliding scale of guaranteed money in year three for the players that have signed, including Shamar Turner, my guy. So they've got him in the building now.
Because Shamar Turner is the defensive lineman who punched somebody in the ding-a-ling.
In the ding-ding,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, punched him directly. The ding-ding?
Point.
Or the ding-a-ling. Which one did he punch him in, technically?
Well, kick them in the ding-ding is the joke. So
right.
In the ding-ding.
Got it. In the ding-ding. But I prefer,
if you want to say ding-a-ling, do that.
I kind of prefer that.
That's
the bippy. Did he punch someone in the bippy?
I had no clue this was a thing.
I feel like the bippy is the butt.
I don't know. The bippy is confusing to me. I've never been told exactly where and what the bippy is. I just know that you better watch your bippy. And I will grab you by the bippy.
If we decide to go with ding-a-ling, then we could go with the song.
Chuck Berry. We could go
with
Chuck Berry.
Yeah, we could go
Berry.
With Chuck Berry.
Yes.
Was it Dave Bartholomew's song first, though? I think Dave Bartholomew wrote it and Chuck Berry recorded it.
That would be news
My
to me.
My ding-a-ling. Uh-huh. And then Lisa Simpson. Oh, no, it wasn't Lisa Simpson. Who was it that sang it on The Simpsons? Where's studs when you need them? You were looking for studs.
I was.
You were looking
we're in
for
each other's head.
He turned around. He turned around.
I thought he would just become running in here. Oh, you idiots. How could you not know that?
It was episode 210. How could you guys not know? So those guys are signed. So that's good that they're signed. I wasn't really worried about it because this is what kind of happens is that it starts to, as we get closer to training camp, guys don't want to miss it. And
pressure bursts pipes. But I thought we might be in a special situation because of the collusion that had happened and because of the guarantees and the quarterback deals. So I thought this was kind of all getting connected to that.
Well, here's the problem with it, Speaks. Those guys are technically not in the PA until they sign.
Hmm.
And usually younger players are not as attuned to the battle between the PA and the owners until it gets closer to their second contract, which is one of the pieces of leverage that the owners have over the PA, because the player churn that ends up happening makes their association weaker than other associations.
And this, of course, is true in all sports labor strife, that the haves and then the young guys are often, there's a divide there that causes problems within the union. And that's why the union needs a really good boss. The Players Association needs a really strong and smart
Someone
and thoughtful
above
adult,
board.
Solid character.
With no conflict.
No conflict of interest and no issues. At all.
They don't seem to have that. We'll go through it momentarily.
I have gifts.
Hold on. Wait. I want to make one more point about the draft
picks. Just really excited about my gifts.
I am too, because I'm curious where you were and where you got the gifts.
And I don't give people stuff enough.
That's also true.
I usually give it to myself.
No one says that about you, okay?
We were actually saying that generous. Actually before. But
wow.
I just wanted to
Lawrence
point out.
Lawrence hasn't been to Rosemary yet.
I have not.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Joe. I just wanted to point out that we need to be talking about this as much as possible, because you may have signed your left tackle today.
Yeah, because that's the guy. Yeah, these are real people in real positions.
Yeah.
Which is why I had some leverage. If I were his agent, I would have gotten a lot more than 72%
of guaranteed
money. Maybe
73%?
At least, or up to his uniform number, you know?
Which is 75%.
So why not make 75% at
least?
Let me
be honest with you, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
We get it,
You're
Craig.
You're on it, Craig. He's so on it.
So I just wanted to make that point before we move on. Now it's let's
good.
Go. Gifts.
He loves what we do. He loves what we do, Craig.
Craig
Council.
I don't think so.
So I went to, I was in Indiana, in a little cottage on a river town, and we decided to look for a charming downtown. And
wait, are
up,
you not saying the town because you want to make sure that you can go back there and
no,
get the same rate?
We were in Elkhart, Indiana, but we decided to look around for another town to see if there was something a little bit more charming or a little more old school, and we found Goshen. And Goshen, Indiana's downtown was a delight. It was an absolute delight.
Did you run into Rick Meyer there?
I did not run into Rick Meyer. I was told when I Dan McNeil once scouted Rick Meyer there.
That's right, Chicago, I did.
He did. He scouted him there one year.
Went there to go see him.
That's pretty good, McNeil.
They were playing Hammond High.
I don't think they were, but they might as well have been. But yeah, he went. I was working for the Hammond Times at the time.
Man, Speaks, you were always kind of the gold standard of doing the Mac thing.
I know.
Might have to advocate. I think your days are done.
That's okay. I know what I could do. Well, hey, buddy.
People tend to forget that I produced Mac.
Look at that. So you're on the tree.
Almost all of us, right? Well, you never did Speaks, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Produce Mac.
Heavy Fuel Crew.
Heavy
That's
Fuel,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Since my beginnings.
I had to, you know, do the job that Tanny's doing now, whereas buffering him between jiggets. So, you know, it's like what Tanny's doing now to make sure that, you know, that we're okay.
Yeah.
I had to do that. I had to deal with Jigs being able to leave on Fridays at seven because he had to do Fox, and then having to deal with Mac being upset about that.
Yeah, those guys were
the junior apprenticeship or whatever he called it.
Yes, called himself a junior partner.
The apprenticeship is over. It's when the Danny Mac show became Mac and Speaks. Your apprenticeship is over. Congrats. So anyway, I'm in downtown Goshen. Great store there called Found. Really cool old furniture and mid-century modern stuff and awesome design. And then I kept walking, and there's like an antique mall. There's a little antique mall, and I was walking around, and I looked at this, and it screamed to you, Lawrence. It was a pack of 1990 Topps football cards.
Ooh! This is awesome! Thank you very much!
With the bubble gum in there. So that 1990 bubble gum is screaming your name.
Can we do a segment tomorrow where I open this?
Absolutely. And maybe Tanny can open his pack of 1991 Topps football.
Let's
cards.
Go!
Tanny, I gave you 91 because you're a little younger. You know, I mean, you just got to take care of you that way.
This is great.
So you guys,
how much did this cost you? Like a dollar?
I'm not going to say. It was at least $2.
Here's hoping I get a Vysica Hema in there, you know?
So you've got 90. Tanny's got 91.
Perfect.
And then I'm walking around. I'm looking for something for Alex, and I know how much he enjoyed Flo Rida. So I got him this Florida mug.
Nice. or as we like to say, Flo Rida.
It's a Flo Rida mug. It's really just a Florida mug, but you can imagine that it's a Flo Rida mug.
Can I get a hyphen
mug
in there?
You can like, totally
okay,
do that.
Perfect.
So
thank you, Speaks.
For you, Alex Kuhn, I was walking around and this screamed you. A Flo Rida mug to use here in your time at the score.
People in the Twitch are saying that I should not eat the gum.
Oh, yes, you should. 1990 gum. What could go wrong?
What color do you think the gum is?
I'm still pink.
It's some sort of pink, off-white pink, I would imagine.
You don't think it's still pink? You think the pink has faded away?
I think there's still some sugar remnants that make it a little closer to white than pink. Because it's been like condensed in there for 35 years or whatever. But this is awesome. This one says special 1,000-yard club glossy card inside.
Ooh, for a 1,000-yard runner in 1990 or 89?
Yeah, it's 15 picture cards.
Oh, man.
And it's one stick of bubble gum.
All right, I'm going to make a call right now. It's Ernest Biner. You have Ernest Biner.
That's a good call.
In there.
What if it's O.J. Simpson?
Not 89.
I'm just saying that the card might be in there.
Right. It could be an older 1,000-yard. You could have a Peyton. You know, you never know.
If it's a Peyton,
it's going up on the wall right here.
If it's a Peyton, I'm putting it in amber and keeping it forever.
So there you go.
Oh, that's a good call. Someone in the Twitch said it's Icky Woods. There you go.
It could be. That could be right around the time.
Speaking of which, didn't our friend Kaylin, didn't she do the Icky Shuffle with Icky Woods?
Did she?
I think that's her avatar on Twitter, is her doing the Icky Shuffle.
So watching Quarterback, as I have been a bit on Netflix, that moment last year when Joe Burrow does the gritty.
Yes.
When he finally gives in and does it. You know, it's great to see like how spontaneous that was. He's like, all right, I'll give it a try. And how much his receivers loved him for it.
And he did it great.
He did it really good.
Yeah, I love that dude.
He's a badass.
Yes, he is.
That whole, you forget, that show has been really fun to watch. I forgot how brilliantly he played as they made their charge. And then there he is eating a sandwich on the couch, watching the Broncos, hoping they lose, completely powerless.
And knowing that Kansas City was like, we're not letting you in.
Yeah.
Here are all the backups. Right. Go on out there and play. We're not letting those guys in.
And he knows it's happening.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to enjoy this sandwich. I'm going to call it a day.
That's all he can do.
Thanks for this, Speaks. This is an awesome gift. And we will unpack these tomorrow, except for the Flo Rida. We already know how that goes.
Congrats, Alex.
But when we come back, there is an update on the NFLPA story that we did yesterday. And it's mind-boggling when you realize that this is the person that the players have put in charge of their fortune. And young Alex has got some stuff that he wants to share from a context standpoint on why there needs to be a revamping of the whole damn thing. Next, here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
Speaks, I talked about it a little bit yesterday. Because of my time covering the NFL and covering a team and seeing what players go through on a day-in and day-out basis, I am very pro-player when it comes to labor versus ownership. And, I mean, I'm pretty much like that with everything, but specifically NFL players. Because of what their bodies and their minds go through to play the game, I want them represented well.
I know you do, but it's like it's hard for them to even get together and all be on the same page because of some of the reasons we touched on in segment one of like how the young guys and the vested vets do not necessarily see eye to eye.
And you have the whole quarterback thing, which kind of takes them out of the rank and file because their contracts are so prohibitive to a salary cap that it's hard. It's hard for them to kind of say, guys, we need to hold the line. Well, yeah, if you're Peyton Manning and you've got $60 million guaranteed dollars, it's very easy for you to hold the line. But if you're someone who's signing for the minimum and you know that you only get paid during the 17 games that you play.
The problem with holding the line is that love isn't always on time. You know what I mean? No. That's the problem.
You're like a musician.
But, you know, it's so there's troubles. They got to get all together. And then they need really good representation at the top of the group. And that does not seem to be the case. You've been worried about this guy anyway.
Yes. I haven't liked the fact that NFL Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howe Jr. has some conflicts that he's a business guy. And that's why they put him in. He's also a guy that busted up unions. And apparently that was part of his pitch. And that part of his pitch worked because it felt like, well, he really knows what the enemy thinks, so we'll just make him our guy, and then he's going to be able to go in there with a scalpel and get us the deal that we want. And that has not been the case. And now some stuff got put, you know, like swept under the rug, where in 2011 he was sued for sexual discrimination and retaliation while he was senior executive at Booz Allen, which sounds like a former Bull, but isn't.
Get that, Joe!
So our friend Kaylin Kaler, she followed up, her and Don Van Atta, they followed up on this, and so now they're going and talking with the people in the player reps, and some of the player reps are like, yeah, we had heard about it, but it's not a big deal. And some of the player reps are like, yo, we had no idea that this was a thing. Why is this guy representing us?
Man, and there's a discrepancy on whether they knew about it or not, and which players knew and which didn't. So you've got a guy who's already had conflict of interest issues and seems to be backing down on some stuff and getting pushed around by the league.
Or co-opted.
And now there's this mixed in. I'm looking at Booz Allen's website.
Oh.
I've been on it for a little while, Lawrence.
Is Carlos Boozer on there?
No, but it's one of those websites and one of those companies where you can look at it for a while and still have no idea what they do. You know those companies?
Yes.
Empowering people to change the world starts within. We empower people, our colleagues, our clients, our communities to change the world. It's our purpose. Explore our values. Okay, what do you do?
What is it that you do?
I don't know.
In 2023, they settled the largest procurement fraud settlement in American history. $377 million.
Booz Allen?
Yeah, while Lloyd Howe was still there.
Are they a law firm? Is that what they are?
My
new favorite segment, Booz Allen or Devlin McGregor. Which one is it? They handle security for all the top executives.
I like that.
It's just Devlin McGregor. It's just what they do. That's right. We've always hired Booz Allen. What do they do? We don't know.
Hire them. But they take care of us. If we take care of them.
What's the name of the firm? And the firm, didn't Wilford Brimley work there? I believe so. Passionate service. They do passionate service. They have collective ingenuity. I don't know what they do.
So Speaks,
they cover up lawsuits.
Solutions.
Speaks, when
thank
I, when,
you.
When I talk about not having good leadership in the NFLPA, Alex and I were discussing this before you guys walked in. Alex, explain to the people what was going on with the lead voice of the NFLPA.
Yeah, J.C. Treader, the former Cleveland Brown. Well, he got cut by the Browns, so he lost his president spot. And he was very instrumental in getting Lloyd Howell pushed through. And he was one of the leading voices when Russell Wilson was trying to get guaranteed money from the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
He was texting Demoris Smith and saying, oh, that guy's a wuss. Basically, he doesn't deserve it. That text was later used in the arbitration hearing to cover up the 61-page document that we later just found out about. And apparently, there was another arbitration hearing where the league or the PA was sued because players were quote-unquote faking injuries. Running backs were faking injuries, quote-unquote. The evidence used was J.C. Treader on Ross Tucker's podcast being like, well, I'm not saying they're faking injuries, but yeah, it was him from the Ross Tucker podcast.
Wow, and they used that as evidence against the players.
Yep.
That's the president of the association. That's a center, a guy in the middle of the trenches.
So Ross Tucker just trying to ask some questions.
I'm not blaming Ross.
No. But he's like, and Treader like can't help himself but be a little open.
Yes.
Trying to bond with the podcast host.
But you're supposed to be the guy looking out for the entire union.
Yeah, that's a fail.
And you're out there taking money away from guys.
Man.
You're actively losing people money as the president of the PA.
Guys, I've been on this website for 7 minutes. I'm getting closer to figuring out
what they do. Okay, what you got?
Booz Allen, accelerating outcomes for the nation with advanced technology. There we go. They use advanced technology. Next sentence. By focusing on outcomes, we enable our people, clients, and their missions to succeed. Nope, still don't know.
So they're consultants?
Booz Allen is the advanced technology company delivering outcomes with speed for America's most critical defense, civil and national security priorities. It is Devlin McGregor. We build technology solutions using AI, cyber, and other cutting-edge technologies to advance and protect the nation. Thank God Booz Allen is here. And they used to hire Lloyd.
Yeah, and the PA should fire Lloyd.
Wow. So, yeah.
Immediately.
So they promise clients that the organization's data will be kept confidential.
It's funny how Lloyd's information didn't stay confidential.
Did for a little while.
Not anymore, though.
Until it didn't.
Because guess what?
Man.
Don Vanata, Kalen Kaler, and Pablo Torre are on your ass.
They really are. Good thing. Someday, those three might win themselves a Lissagor Award. You know?
Yeah.
They might. In the waters that my partner is trafficking.
From my cold, dead hands.
I think the journalism award that they're going to win is
bigger.
A little bigger.
It's the Pulitzer.
Yeah.
Could be. You know what they probably won't win? Pitch and Hit Club, Baseball Person of the Year, or whatever it was called. I was very thrilled to get it.
I'd give Mina even money on winning that award.
Come on.
on, man.
I'm just saying.
Get out of my lane.
Well, will A.J. Brzezinski take a shot at her during his acceptance speech in the same event?
He really did.
He did.
He did.
Like, you should
big
take
old
that.
Cub fan.
You should take that as a. That was love language stuff from A.J.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to take it that
honored,
way.
I was honored to take a shot from A.J. Brzezinski, and I won't give one back, unlike Michael Barrett. Good night, everybody.
When we come back, Alex Brown is going to join us. You are going to find out how you can join Alex Brown and a bunch of other Bears on a boat this weekend, and we'll ask him if his son got picked up by a major league team. We'll explain next here on The Score.
You guys do Alex Brown yet?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.